Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 25th of September, recording at 6:08 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights. It's been a somewhat nervous day in here today, although less so as I commence this audio. We had a bit of profit taking in the Asian stock markets. That's following the weakish Friday and Thursday last week on Wall Street. The European markets were steady but then lost their gains, partially. Some of them lost their gains, particularly the UK and Stockholm, the Swedish market. The UK influenced by further selling in the resources sector. But as I speak, Wall Street's moved from the minus side to up 52 in the Dow, 24 in the NASDAQ composite, nearly 9 in the S&P. So that's right up near the highs of the day. Now, in government bonds, and we've had another firm day here overall, so this rally continues and has actually gathered a bit of momentum in the last few days. The US dollar is slightly steadier in here today. Now, precious metals were up very briefly at the opening, then sold off on oil weakness. Oil really is the big variable in terms of sentiment, and it's been quite a dramatic day here, one that needs to be watched, because oil dropped down to 59.52, that's the crude NYMEX, and is currently near the high of the day at 61.28, has been up to 61.35, and I'm just going to put up a chart of that. I don't think that's anywhere near a key day reversal. No, it would have to go quite a bit further, because Friday was quite a dramatic day here, but we may have a failed break below the 60 level and an upward dynamic if today's or if the rally that I just mentioned to you, if that holds to the close. But this has been so volatile, any comments prior to the close are premature at this stage. Okay, now, the weakness in oil had a contagion effect, dragging down precious metals, which have pared back those losses considerably. We're in the later trading here this afternoon, and those are pretty much the highlights. Some of the soft commodities are softer in here again today, particularly sugar, which in terms of the whole, well, it was hyped higher because of the whole ethanol story, and with oil weak over the last month and a half, and that's undermined some of that bullish sentiment towards sugar, understandably. Okay, let's get back to the equities. A little bit of a nervous period here, up near the highs for those that have led the rally off the June lows, and we are still in that somewhat adverse seasonal period, which carries on into October. But provided we don't get any kind of rollover process that breaks the rising lows in a majority of indices, and I'm talking about Wall Street and the European indices there, as well as the Asian indices that have led the rallies, provided we don't get that type of rollover and breaks and a series of breaks in the rising lows, the evidence will continue to point very, very strongly to this being no more than a medium-term correction in its latter stages. Now, that said, we have seen some deterioration over the last few weeks, and that is in the commodity-producing markets. Now, they have rolled over a little bit, not decisively, and they have not all broken those rising lows. Some of the emerging market ones, such as Russia, have Owens posted that in here today. But this needs to be watched in here. But there is no reason necessarily why the largely industrial and consumer companies based stock markets should emulate what we're seeing with some of the commodity producers, which of course had by far the biggest gains last year and in some instances the year before as well. But no doubt it'll be remain interesting here for a few more weeks. Well, I think it'll remain interesting throughout. I think interesting in this context is a euphemism for saying it'll remain a little bit, the environment will remain, be a bit nervous overall. That's part of my script, so that we'd have a wobble or two in September and probably October as well. But I maintain that the sell-offs or buying opportunities. The interesting thing about the commodity sell-off and part of that contagion pressure that I've mentioned is that some of these mining shares have come down very, very sharply because people have decided that having led the way on the upside during the previous 3 years, in so many instances, and having had all that bearish talk about commodities in recent months, not shared at Fuller Money, except that we certainly were looking for a medium-term correction. I think that's what we're seeing. But the point I want to make is that with all that bearish talk on commodities, and given the previous gains that we've seen in the resources sector, that obviously a lot of people have taken profits there and perhaps sold short and adopted the short-term view that this is going to be a cyclical sector rather than a growth sector. I agree in terms of the long-term output, and on a day when, say, Rio and Billiton fell sharply yet again, I mean, look at something like the nickel price, which is up here today and remains very, very steady generally, and is only about 7% or so off its all-time highs, and the more important point, vastly above levels at which earnings estimates are being calculated. And we saw again a rebound by the copper market in here today as well, after some early selling pressure in line with the oil price, which incidentally is up over a dollar now as I speak. So that's interesting. Okay, government bonds. I've been mentioning that this rally would be in no real trouble while the bearish commodity talk persisted and while the price of oil languished around the $60 level. Now, I should add there that the gains are getting so strong in here that the bonds can, or I'd say they're so persistent here, almost up almost every day, that the government bond market rally can fulfill its potential here very, very quickly. And if we assume, as I do, that this is nothing more than a medium-term correction in the oil complex, and that we are in a price range of a probable bottom, I haven't been looking for anything below 60 that persists at any rate, then I think we've probably seen the best of that government bond rally. But of course, it will require some sort of downward dynamic to check the advances beyond brief pauses and consolidations. There'll probably be a lagging reaction because when oil does begin to move up off a low, when we get that initial technical signal, I doubt very much that that will cause all the recent bearish sentiment on commodities to fade into the background overnight. Okay, and I mentioned precious metals had picked up off their earlier lows. Actually, giving an example, gold right now is up a dollar at a little over a dollar at 590.7 and had been down as low as 582.26. So that's the type of turnaround that we're actually seeing now in many of the precious metal markets. Same thing with silver, got down to 11.13, but currently 11.33. So I can't overemphasize the importance of this oil market in terms of its contagion influence, which will work both ways. If we get oil heading back up towards 70 before the end of the year, and I would not write off that possibility. I'll put it this way, I think the next $10 are much more likely to be on the upside than the downside from, say, taking it from 60. That would certainly firm the metal markets generally and probably weigh on the bond markets. Well, exciting stuff, and no doubt that we'll have more exciting stuff during the duration of the week. Meanwhile, all the best.